Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We thought he was famous, but turns out he's famous. Deadly plays Elden Ring. Now he's explaining while Phil's still complaining as Amos plays Elden Ring. I mean, Deadly plays Elden Ring.
Hello, weary traveler. No, that's not. Hello, weary traveler. And welcome to this landmark episode of Amos's Elden Ring Stings. I am your host, Filthy Phil. And with me is a man who goes by many names. Deadbeat Punk, Space Cowboy, Daddy Cool, The Defendant, Captain Hot Pants, and most recently, Amos Brearley, to name but a few. Also, Chris Love.
It's Christopher, but thank you for the lovely introduction.
I do try, you know, in my hosting duties. Before we go any further and explain why we are here in this strange situation, I'd like to warn anyone who may have stumbled here by accident through some very strange turn of events that this show contains quite a lot of bad language and will be focused on my disbelief at Chris's progress through FromSoft's game Elden Ring. Sorry, yes. Christopher's. It is very rude, isn't it? A host should be on top of these things.
Half an AM.
Yeah, that's just not good enough. That's, I'm working on it. Work in progress. But yes, my disbelief at Christopher's progress through FromSoft's game Elden Ring. So we will be talking quite a bit about Elden Ring. And unlike me, Christopher knows what actually happens in the game, so these might be actual spoilers for people, unlike my ramblings. So if you do want to catch up on the podcast, go back to the start, man. It's episode zero. It's called The Pilot, like every other pilot in the world. So, you know, start there.
The Elderflower Pilot.
The Elderflower Pilot. Oh, man.
So long ago.
I have a lot to learn in this. Yeah, that's all the technical bits at the start. So now we can start swearing and stinging rings and explaining just what the fuck's going on.
So yes, you've got your wits about you this week.
I do. Gonna have to have my hat on. I always wear a hat when I record. Obviously, listeners wouldn't know that, but I do. It's a large hat, you know, with cans on both sides of it and a little straw, and it says "Make America Great Again."
A drinking cowboy hat.
Yep, one of it, folks. But
drink steam whistle.
I love it. cross pollination, like you say.
I'm telling you.
Another nice cross route.
I need to win some listeners back now after all this.
Well, it's your turn to start insulting them. Am I going to have to play devil's advocate for our listeners now?
Possibly, yes.
That's not my style. Oh, dear.
Shower of bastards.
Yeah. So it's been a few weeks. How are you feeling before we get into everything? How are you doing?
I am superb. It is coming up to Game of the Year season, Filthy, and that means I have to play everything in a very small window. So I'm currently playing God of War Ragnarok.
I would like to play that, but I do not own a PlayStation, so that's
and you can't have mine.
No, indeed. Unlike your copy of Elden Ring, not for the Xbox, which I just stole. I'm not getting your PS5. Is it good so far, Ragnarok?
It is a continuation of the first one, and that is not meant to be an insult towards the game.
Oh, okay.
Because the first one was incredibly good, but it is more of the same.
Okay.
And it doesn't help that it's one of those titles where everybody is somewhat gushing about it.
Yeah, they're ready to, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't live up to that. Fantastic game, but nothing deserves to be on a pedestal.
No, not a pedestal. Well, I'm going to counter that.
Well, I was going to ask how you were doing, because I'm interested in how you are.
I'm all right.
Yeah, it's strange when somebody asks that question back, isn't it, Filthy?
You don't expect it, do you? It's just a...
No, I certainly fucking don't.
it's like when someone, you know, when you ask somebody that in the real world and they actually answer you with a full answer.
Right, you know, oh, fuck off.
we all know the right answer is, oh, I can't complain, or yeah, good. We don't actually expect, well, oh, let me tell you. We don't want that. Nobody wants that. That's just not what it's about.
My scrotum is itchy. I was going to scratch it, but then you came up and started talking to me. So now I'm going to pretend I'm looking for change.
And here we are. Oh, my knee's cramped. That's what that's about. That's why I'm manoeuvring this.
But yes, you had a slight cold the last time I was talking to you.
Yeah, I'm slightly less of a cold now, so I'm feeling good. I'm glad. Taking on these new responsibilities.
You're a little trooper.
Host of a hit podcast, you know, we can't suffer these things.
If you say it enough times, it will be true.
This is what I'm hoping. Host of a hit podcast. Say it, believe it, love it. Okay, so if you're wondering why we are here, and this will be a spoiler, is because on the final episode of Filthy's Elden Ring Stings, I discovered that somebody who had been bothering me for 8 weeks, namely a contributor called Amos Brearley, if people hadn't listened to those episodes, Amos had been contacting me regularly to tell me how well he was doing at the game compared to me, how everything I was doing was wrong, everything I'd missed, and how easy he was finding it. Yeah, I found out that that person turned out to be Christopher. It turned out to be you. Will we let the people hear this?
Ooh, clip.
Hello and welcome to the first Tales of the Tarnished. Amos Brearley reporting in after finishing up my first day on Elden Ring, which I think has an incredibly promising start. I've decided to go with the Confessor class. So after designing the character and choosing the voice they'll be using throughout the adventure, I decided to call her Samara.
Ooh. Huh. That's better. So what was I saying? Yes.
You
Simra,
fucking dick.
I named my character after the Irish for...
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, so yeah. That was the moment my life changed forever. Which isn't a phrase you get to say very often, but I'm going to use it in this situation. That was whenever I started to question everything I've ever believed.
Yes, I had to remove a lot of stunned silence from the episode.
I know. I feel like I let you down there because I didn't. I'm still a little speechless. I've come to terms with a lot of it.
Well, I genuinely thought that you didn't want to talk to me anymore. I cried after that show. I went to Lady Punk and I think I lost my best friend there.
Yeah, it was
a cheap gag.
Do it more credit than that. That was an elaborate master plan, more than a cheap gag. That was downright inexplicable, to be honest. When did you come up with the idea for the ruse, more than anything?
Well, I was always going to play the game, and for some reason the idea kicked me that, ooh, if I started at a certain point and then caught up with them, that would be really funny. And I think it was, yeah, it must have been around the Wolfpack episode because the Wolfpack was stuck in my head, the Wolfpack thing.
Yes, that's where we got the name from.
Yes, Mr. Brearley was the first landlord.
Love it. I mean, the attention to detail here is bordering on the psychotic. Right, yeah, and yeah, you gave yourself the challenge to catch up to me. Was that difficult? Probably wasn't.
Without being horrible, it wouldn't have been difficult if I mainlined the game. But as you know, exploration's kind of the main draw when you're playing Elden Ring. And
totally.
I was clearing out bits of the map. I didn't really want to leave Limgrave.
It's pretty. It's like a little bit of the Shire. You don't want to leave the Shire. Just slightly more dead things in it.
Finding caves, going there. Not even following the map, just arsing about. Seeing what you'll find.
That's right, because yeah, at the start you find out that there's those like sort of golden streaks that will roughly point you in the right direction the whole game, if that's
the
what you're doing.
Grace, Filthy. It's leading you back home.
That's the one. Yeah, I knew that. Yep. So yeah, there's those big markers though, and you can follow them or you can ignore them. So yeah, you start ignoring them pretty quick then, I imagine.
I never caught the name of them either, but you can meet the statues that kind of shine a vague light and say, cool shits at the end of this light, if you know where it is.
Do you know what? There is one in particular comes to mind, and it had a little colour on the map, and I could never figure out if I was supposed to do something special at that point, and I'll never know. but that's neither here nor there.
So yeah, I think if I knuckled down just to the main line, the bosses ramped up, yeah, I think I would have overtook you, but yeah, kind of disservice to the game to rush it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's I certainly didn't. That's why I took a good 240 hours not to rush it. That was my thought as well. So
yes, savor it, Filthy. It's a fine brandy. Swirl that game round and huff it.
I agree with you on this. We are in... I feel we're going to disagree about things later, but we agree on that. this is going to be really interesting, actually, because now, you know, now that we've disclosed what's going on, this is going to be a conversation with a real-life grown-up gamer, if such a thing exists, about the actual mechanics of this game. You're going to actually be able to talk about it from a... I'm not going to put you under any pressure here, but I'm going to, you know, consider this an expert testimony rather than
the
complete nonsense that I come out with. So we're going to be able to get down to the nuts and bolts here and go up against the other FromSoft podcasts, because I bet there's at least one, surely, right?
Oh, there's a few.
I mean, they're not as good as this, obviously.
we're the best one in Northern Ireland.
For sure, definitely. A solid 120-mile radius, there is not another podcast to be had about this game. That reminds me, and you told me this, didn't it? Surpass, 17.5 million sales this week?
Yes, it did. I did not make notes this week, because you made notes.
I did, and they're really thorough. As you can see, they all involve asking you to find things out.
Yes, we've got a potential 17.5 million listeners just waiting to get their ear holes tickled.
Oh, it's going to be amazing when when those two people tell two people, and they tell two people. And
well,
they
that's
tell
how it works, people. Tell your friends.
When they tell those 17.5 million people, the servers are going to crash.
You've got all these Elden Ring players, and they're just all antisocial. They don't like talking to each other.
Well, I mean, I've encountered that even just when I was looking up help, which I did frequently, obviously. And people genuinely trying to help, and then other people criticizing them for wanting to help, criticizing them for needing help, and just trolling.
Criticizing on how to help. They say, no, that's the bad way to help. There's actually a better way. If you do this build and pick up this item and do it in this order, you're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. This the build thing, which will come on.
Where were you 3 months ago, and why are you replying to this old thread that's closed?
That's the weirder thing, isn't it? You just find that response and you're like, dude, we've all moved on since then. Yeah, we don't need your input here. But the build thing, yeah, that used to really wind me up when I was trying to get my help. I was like, oh, we'll just completely change your character and then you'll get through that bit. And you're like, oh, that's not really going to help me here.
Fatality does help, Filthy.
That may be one of the things that comes up, yes. Yeah, actually, we'll start at the start because I was only able to touch on it briefly on the last episode because I was still so shocked. I had probably had a million questions I should have asked and didn't, and that's why I'm going to ask them now. So we'll start at the start. If you want to talk through your decisions at the start with your character, so we all know I'm a samurai, and that's been well documented and criticized largely. So did you mention, I was still dizzy from the reveal, but you mentioned you'd went with a confessor class, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I went with a confessor.
And what is that?
Well, confessor characters mostly, well, they've got the highest points in faith when you begin with. Again, starting classes don't mean much because you just make the build the way you want to.
Yeah.
But they started off, I think you get a broadsword and a shield and you're... kind of away you go. Yeah, I heard a lot of good things about faith, and I actually thought I'd be using a bit more magic than I ended up doing, because I was sword and shield a lot.
Well, look, if you're going to use George Michael as your as your source of reference there, you're going to hear a lot of good things about faith, and that is a solid joke.
I always get the impression that you sit in these jokes for quite a while and then try and make them appear as they're spontaneous and of the moment.
We can't look, that's a house of cards that'll fall. We can't look at how I come up with things, for God's sake. It's all I have. My alleged
for those that can't see the camera, a post-it note has just been curled up and thrown.
Entire book of George Michael jokes just thrown to the side. Right, so you went carrot and stick, no, shield and sword, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And a pocket full of faith. So actually, sorry, that's a question. So you start as a confessor, which is faith build, but you don't start with a wand or anything then?
No, you have a seal.
Oh, seal, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've just that's remembered. What you use to fire stuff. You just chuck spells when you're faith.
I've just remembered that there are no wands in this game. They're staffs.
Bless you. Yeah. But actually, I went into, I wrote in about Fringe Folk Heroes Grave, the first one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the very first one with the Crash Bandicoot bullshit.
Yeah.
And I found a different seal in there because you had to drop through holes. It's very Dark Souls, that bit. Mm. It's like you had to dick about with the camera. I was like, that area could kill you, but if you look down, oh, I bet I could just fall and really badly hurt myself if I land there.
Yeah.
Oh, I found a seal there, but this seal, it scaled with faith compared to the original one, so that put your spells at even higher. I can't remember when I came across the black fireball, but just carried it the whole time.
I never came across that. I do know the seal you're talking about because I found it much later in the game than I should have. I got advice at one point to go back and get it. It was the dragon seal, I think. It worked well. Yeah, with the dragon spells. So, yes, I know that one. And yeah, very Crash Bandicoot. Very, very frustrating. Especially because I was about a level, I don't know, 110 whenever I went to do that and still died a load. Because you can be 110, but you're still going to get squished by big rolling
things.
Yeah,
you need to hide.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no status is going to save you there. Yeah, this is just really funny talking to somebody who did this successfully. Because you're going to give me the correct names for things.
Are you at home?
Yeah. So what weapons? Oh, yeah, talk me through this. Amos mentioned about 40 times in a row a winged scythe.
Oh, yeah, the winged scythe.
That was really what you were using?
I used that the entire game until the blasphemous blade came onto the scene.
Yeah.
And that weapon destroys fucking everything.
The blade or the scythe. My problem, and I'm sure you'll be able to tell me why, is I mean, I was very slow wielding it because it was big and heavy and clunky. So I'm not really used to fighting with that sort of thing whenever you're a katana boy like me. So, but yeah.
Of course.
So it's powerful.
But yeah, the wing scythe, I got tips to start with because I was over on the Pure Dead Gaming Discord and they were giving me a bit of advice. They were all laughing at you, not knowing.
There's a whole separate Discord just for laughing at me.
I am part of 100 Discords hooring myself out.
And they're all designed to laugh at me?
Yes.
That's
primarily, that's why they're actually founded, but it's kind of like Christianity. They disagree on certain things to laugh about, so they've sected off.
Subsections of my misery. Love it, pretty.
But yeah, an early tip was to go for this weapon called the Twin Blade, which kind of...
I was told Twin Blades from the off. I went and got a good one. Didn't like it.
No, I upgraded a bit too, and it was grand. Kind of did the job, but it was nothing amazing. Just clearing out the map, and it was over in the Weeping Peninsula.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know things.
And,
yep.
Oh, what was it called? It's like Tombsward Ruins?
There's many
Tombs
ruins.
Ward Ruins, maybe?
Yeah.
But nothing happening. There were a few rats on top of it, and then it was stairs that led underground to a treasure chest, and it had the wing scythe.
Right. Was it a type of twin blade, or what type of weapon was it? A type of sword?
It's a scythe. Yeah.
Oh, it's just its own thing.
Yeah, so I got it, but I seen that it scaled with faith, strength, and dexterity, and that's kind of what I had points in anyway.
Yeah.
I say, oh yeah, I'll give that a go. I would hit things a few whacks. It's nice and quick, which is one thing to its advantage, but it caused bleed damage, and as you know, bleed damage wrecks shit.
Okay, that is good, because yeah,
it's
faith
not
weapon.
Not massive bleed damage, but every bit helps.
Oh yeah, and you can wear one of the little badges that makes bleed damage better. You know the little badges, I mean. You know,
the talisman.
That's the phrase I meant. Yeah, that's exactly it.
But the best thing about it was, as well as scaling with the points that I already had, it had a special attack that hit twice, but it was like this jump attack. You levitated for a moment and then you landed down for another big slash.
A big slash.
A big slash. But when you use that, destroyed people's poise. It would hit, and if you had enough focus points, not flower points, or flower power,
as I might have called it,
and I had to pretend not to know, Yeah, if you got a few of them off in a row, like you had people down their knees ready for a critical hit and you were just mowing fuckers down.
You see, this was where I fell down in the game and actually, yeah, if I could turn a phrase, where I fell down in the game was my inability to make people fall down. Mm. You've mentioned the poise breaking and I've mentioned, ironically, the only person whose poise I broke on a regular basis was Melania's. Normal, everyday, commoner garden villains, other bosses, mm-hmm. I regularly broke poise. It wasn't something I ever really learned to do.
I think there's a time thing. It must recover quite quickly over time, so you have to be quite relentless. As soon as you get a window, you have to be in there.
Yeah.
Because even with the Angel's Wings, the special attack was called, okay. You would have to do it once, evade, get behind them, then fire it off again. You couldn't just spam it.
See, that's where, yeah. So what you're saying is it required a little bit of talent and technique.
In so many words, possibly.
So it's not for me then, basically, is what you're saying.
I thought I was being subtle with that subtext of mocking you, but obviously not.
Yeah.
Or maybe
yeah.
You're just very sensitive to it.
I think, well, I mean, very sensitive to everything. I'm not even really sure you're Christopher at this stage. how can I... There could be a further mask to be...
I could show you my penis.
Do you know what? Hold that thought. don't hold your penis. Not what you're talking about, please. You could. I'm just waiting for you to rip off another mask and it turns out to be old Mr. Marks who looks after the abandoned warehouse. You know?
I am actually Brearley. I don't know if he's dead or not.
You're the real Brearley.
That was actually one thing I meant to pick up with you, the flask of wondrous physic.
Yes.
Fucking useless.
Yeah, it never really. I believe those are the phrases I used about it. It may have been useless was the term I used. Why would you care to refute that?
Yeah, I came across ones early that boosted faith damage, boosted the amount of poise damage that you did. That one I actually kept quite a bit because it really did seem to make a difference. Mm-hmm. But later on down the line, when I was using the Blasphemous Blade, there is a fire boosting ingredient.
Okay.
And that adds like a 25% damage boost to your attacks.
I didn't come across that one.
Not only that, you could use incantations like Oh Flame, grant me strength, and...
I did use that one.
What was the other one? There was a faith... Why Flame. The fuck am I asking you?
Flame Cleanse Me, that rings a bell because that took poison off you. I had to
use that sorted you out. It was the one, Flame, grant me strength, and there was Golden Order that boosted your faith.
And Lord of Mercy.
But with those and the wondrous physic, like, you're doing serious damage.
I put stuff in there that I thought would help me. Usually I'd use the one that might help with a little bit of recovery. And I do remember, I think there was one that you specifically used just for the one battle against someone's blood, one of the blood lads. And that's about as far as... I did start. Actually, there's a confession for you.
Here we go.
So with the Wondrous Physic, and here's why my brain wasn't grasping this game. Even though I knew that your other flasks refilled every time you just went to a grace point,
mm-hmm.
my head wouldn't wrap around the idea that that flask would also regenerate in the same way.
Did you not have it near your quick menu?
Oh yeah, I did, absolutely. But I somehow got it into my head early on that
you had to mix it up every time.
Yeah, or that I would have to go seeking extra top-ups and find them along the way. So I sort of avoided using the flask of wondrous physic for at least half the game, mm-hmm. the first half, until I realized it was easily replenished.
It was something that I always found ingredients for. They always seemed to make quite a bit of difference depending on what you wanted to do. I was just, why isn't he using this?
How frustrating for you to have to sit through my shit.
Oh, you have no idea. But it was always nice to see you, at least.
I know. I'm easy on the eye. That's what they tell me. No, actually, nobody tells me that.
Look at that. People writing in now. Well, I'm sure you're fucking handsome, Phil. You make me laugh. Unlike the other one.
I've got to do everything I can here, you know, build up after this deception. Right, well, look, I'm going to move on and ask the question that everybody's obviously dying to ask. I think I heard they were going to actually include it in Prime Minister's questions.
Oh, so I don't have to answer it?
Well, they couldn't find a Prime Minister to ask it of, so we're going to have to ask you. Did you use any katanas, and what did you feel about katanas?
I did not.
I'm going to need more. You didn't use them at all.
I didn't use them at all for the simple reason there are no faith katanas.
Well,
apparently there was one, but it got respec'd to use different skills.
You see, that's interesting you say that, because there is one of the katanas, yeah, and it, you can tell me because I won't know. Do you remember the purple magic? Is it like, not the undead? Some people would cast spells and they'd be purple, or they'd fire purple stuff at you. Like purple smoke.
Purple smoke.
It was like... some guys, and they would do spells on you, and there'd be a lot of purple about them. They'd fire purple at you.
Would this be the slow projectiles?
Yeah, yep, they'd be purple. These big guys, they'd rise out of the ground, mm-hmm. and they'd be purple, and they'd cast spells at you, and they'd be purple. It was a type of magic, to quote Freddie Mercury. But the point that I haven't got round to yet,
yes.
is one of the katanas used that particular type of magic, and I'm wondering, was that the faith-based one?
Are you thinking of mind?
I think I might be.
It's possible.
Yes.
As far as I know, I try not to Google too much because I think that kind of takes fun out of things. If I was doing the new game plus and just rinsing the game, Google away. But I did not come across a faith-based katana.
Okay.
Maybe in the DLC.
Well, it disappoints me greatly, as you can imagine. I was.
If there was a faith-based katana, I of course would have used it, just in your honour.
Well, this is it. I was hoping we could bond over at least one thing in this game.
I thought you were going to ask about dragons.
It's apparently not meant to be.
Because
I killed more dragons
than you did.
Ach, no, that's not necessary. That's excessive. What more dragons did you kill than me? Go on.
Placidusax?
Oh, you can say it now, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
I can pretend to know who he is now.
Do you know what? Actually, following full disclosure, mm-hmm. following the little bit of feedback on that last episode, I did turn the game back on and managed to get down to that dragon.
Oh, did you manage to get down to it?
I did. I did it. And I got about halfway through him, and then he killed me. And I went, fuck this shit. And I turned it off.
Actually, I have to add, just when we're on about hard bosses, your dislike for the mimic tier, what the fuck is that all about?
Seriously, it just didn't work for
me. The mimic tier fucking destroys the game. That game was built for mimic tier. I don't know how you play without it.
But, like, he'd have my weapons, and if I can't wield them, he sure as hell can't wield them. I gave him a shield, even though I don't use one, mm-hmm. and he didn't use it either. Things like that. Dumber than I was.
When you're using Blasphemous Blade, that special attack worked from a mile away. He heads one direction, he uses it, they go, right, you little shiny whore, I'm going to sort you out. When they're doing that, when they're going to attack him, you run in and you batter whoever you're fighting. He turns around and goes, right, you, number one, I'm going to fucking knock your bollocks in. Mimic tier destroys him when he's turned around.
But you see, my mimic tier just didn't.
Oh, listen, you're going to blame your mimic tier?
I'm blaming
Maybe it's like AI and it just picks up on how you play and mirrors that.
I think that could potentially be the problem. Whereas my mimic tier... Did you use Tish at all?
Did for a couple of ones, but found Tish very fragile.
Oh, no. Well, you have to power them up.
Oh, It did not. It certainly didn't take the abuse that mimic tier would.
Right.
Because when it was getting shredded to bits, that's normally when I'd run in... sneaky wee sword up the hole.
Well, they don't like that. We like to do it. Oh, they don't. I know I wouldn't. Right. So
I don't know.
Sure.
I'd say you'd give a katana a wee go. You've gone on about them long enough.
I know. It's not.
You try it up to the hilt.
Depends from which direction.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you weren't using katanas then and you were faith-based, oh yeah, and that was the another annoying bloody thing about this game. As you've said, there was spells and then there was incantations. Mm-hmm. So you were mainly using incantations if you were on a seal then, were you?
Yeah, I think all your faith-based ones are incantations, then mind spell.
And what particularly you mentioned there, the black dragon?
It was actually the lowest level, because you can get upgraded ones. You've got the black dragon's breath, and like, of course, you get bigger spells, but they take longer to cast. Thing like that. The standard black fireball, it was handy. As I said, if the mimic tier also liked to use this one as well, whenever they couldn't close the distance quick enough, they'd just chuck a couple of fireballs, and it does burn damage over a little while.
What a thoughtful mimic tier you have.
Yeah, he really had my back. He was my buddy. My good time pal.
Why doesn't he be your best friend and you can't lie to him?
God, I'd love a mimic tier.
That is your actual dream, isn't it? Just another one of you.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't have to edit talking to myself. I could just do it naturally.
He'd know exactly what to say.
I know what I like. I'm not going to apologize for that. But the other spell I used was Lightning Spear.
Oh, I recall that. That was one of the Retta's jobs, wasn't it? I think I had one of those. She was Lightning Bow and Arrow.
I don't know if you can pick it up in multiple places, but it was near one of the Divine Towers, and there's the Golden Order guards.
Yes.
And he was just like wandering about the map, I think, or if there was a camp, I didn't come across it. But biggish lad, I thought, yeah, fuck you. I just like stop getting off the horse and murdering people. It's a great pastime.
It is. I enjoyed doing that the few times I was capable of it. Yeah.
So ran up, possibly a little bit harder than your average bear, but battered him. But he dropped an incantation book or a prayer book that I brought to the big turtle.
Oh, yes, I remember that. I like the big turtle, and I managed not to kill it, you'll be pleased to know, because you can, actually.
That's... genuinely didn't want to ask.
Yep.
What's that thing?
It was wearing a little hat. It was so festive looking.
So was Buck.
Oh, don't. That's true. Oh, no.
But yeah, I handed in the prayer book, and one of the spells that became available was this lightning spear. But you buy all the spells, you'll try them out once or twice, and then go, this isn't as good as a sword.
Yeah.
But
that was my thought as well.
The lightning spear worked from such a fucking distance, and another faith one. It's like that just got added to it, and the black flame were the only two actual attack spells I would have used throughout the game.
Yeah, that's...
It saved me equipping a bow, which meant I had more weight for armor.
Would you agree with me, actually, there's a good point. Would you agree with me that bows and arrows were a load of shite in that game? That they're just... I haven't seen anybody say that they use them effectively, really.
They serve their purpose depending on your build. It's not what I go for, but yeah, they can work.
That's a very politically correct answer. I don't like that.
I got that jar launcher. I fucking loved it. It was ridiculous.
Oh, God, you mentioned that, and I was very jealous at the time of Amos, the now fictional Amos. Yeah, because I did not know what that was about, and it sounded cool.
Yeah, the only thing is you had to craft everything that it used, and it just, it was fun. And yeah, it wasn't time efficient, and I was all about the time.
Well, yeah, you'd places to be, namely, wherever the hell I was at that stage.
In 4 hours.
In that case. So... the other thing in your gameplay that we need to address, the other elephant in the room, apart from katanas, is...
and dragons.
Oh, Christ. This has not been good
for me. I am the dragon champ. Fuck you.
I am taking a long, hard look at myself here. So the other thing was armor and shields, then.
Mm-hmm.
My use of armor and shields, not particularly satisfactory to you and other listeners. Would that be fair to say?
You really took that personally?
I did. The armor especially, because I did occasionally look at it and go, I could think I've got okay stuff here. I had a big wolf hat that I wore a lot of the time, and I've seen other people wear it in gameplay, so I thought it was all right. Yeah. How did that go for you? Armors and shields. Is that it?
Well, we'll go armor first, because there's less to say about that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Going through, there's Larnia of the Lakes, and you get those ghosty pricks that kind of appear and... try to scare you.
Yep.
The ghosty knights.
Yep.
I killed them whenever they came up to annoy my head, as I want to do. Mm-hmm. But one of them dropped, I think, a chest armor piece. That's the mausoleum knight's armor piece.
Okay.
Looked at it, and for the weights and the stats give, it was actually really good. It was very light, which the confessor, I didn't put a lot into anything apart from faith, strength, and dexterity.
Okay, so even stamina you didn't worry too much about?
Yeah, so anything that was light and good, fucking very much appreciated at that time.
Yeah.
So I never found the helmet. I don't think there is one in the set, but I found the greaves and gauntlets, and pretty much rocked that until endgame, because when it got to the very last stage, I started putting points elsewhere. And then it meant I could put on Blaith's furry cape.
Oh, yeah, the furry cape.
I like that one.
Very heavy. Swish. Nice. Mm, do look good in my cape. Mm.
Kind of sad you had to murder the wolf man to get it, but yeah.
Ach, he deserved it, though. He'd went a bit mental.
Yeah, well, you ran off with his intended, that was also a stepsister, but it is JRR, so.
Yeah, what are you going to expect from that guy? Yeah. Okay, well then, shields.
Shields? What the fuck is your problem with shields?
They never worked for me.
Projectiles. If you find one with 100% damage negation, you hold it up when you're going around corners and catacombs, when people try to jump you, and boy do they fucking try to jump you in this game.
They do.
It blocks them. Not only does it block them, it blocks them. You hit heavy attack right afterwards, you do a fucking parry.
See, I didn't know that. What do you mean?
Later on in the game, if you're a bit stronger, that parry may stun them, allowing you to get a critical hit, if not fucking killing them in one hit later down the line.
I mean, that just sounds like fun. Because this game never became fun for me in that way of, you know, exactly wrecking everything.
It's one of those things. I had two shields. I had a magic one and a physical one.
Yeah.
For the situations that were at hand.
Fair enough. Yeah.
The Confessor class starts off with a shield because you need to look at them. Some of them only have 50% damage negation, 80, 90, whichever. This one starts off with 100, so you're kind of sorted from the get-go.
Well, isn't that lovely?
It was fucking brilliant.
Shield users. I believe I've already used that phrase. You can't go out in your shield if you don't have a shield. That was my thinking.
Live by the shield.
Die by the shield. Right, okay. So basically what we're doing with this episode is we're slowly dispelling everything that I complained about for 14 weeks. So that's...
it's almost as if I've been sitting on all this for quite a while.
Ah, and you actually knew what you were fucking doing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, not my first rodeo.
Well, I suppose it brings me to the next question, which was all that lore stuff. I mean, that I completely ignored for, you know, I mean, was it any good?
Yeah, I hate to give that fucking hack any credit.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones wanker.
That's the one.
But yes, the lore is fantastic and it is there to delve into. I suppose you haven't seen any of the Fallout lately. The Game Awards are coming up and... this has been nominated for the Narrative Award.
Oh, okay. And
people have been mocking it because, you know, what fucking narrative?
Yes, thank you. That's me.
Yeah, these people are also like you with music.
Go Go on.
Are you out of cheese?
I am out of cheese. And apparently our neighbour has just come home as well.
What a dick. Does he not know we're recording?
I know, you'd wonder.
You come home in your own fucking time, you whore.
Unprofessional. Sorry, go on. The music awards. Yeah, they like that when it comes to the gaming awards.
Yes. People who say there are no narrative are the kind of people that listen to this game on mute.
Oh, I can't believe that my dog interrupted you mid-insult and I returned back to it.
Yeah, well, you had to.
Insult. Unbelievable.
For continuity. And you're the cunt.
You're right. So it has lovely music. We've established that.
Yes, established that much. But the story's in there. I've never had a problem with sounding pretentious or disagreeable.
No.
But there must be a less pretentious and disagreeable way of saying that there is a fantastic story in this game. You just have to work for it. If you weren't a spoon-fed idiot raised on a decade of Marvel movies, maybe you could pick up on a few subtle cues in your surroundings.
You see, I'm going to give you partial credit for that because it's the similar gripe I have with Doctor Who. Because I'm not to stray onto the other podcast, what you want, but you get all these people and they've learned words that they don't understand, like plot and stuff. Oh, the plot, this, and you know, they go, oh, those later episodes, terrible plotting. I don't understand what's going on. And my response was always, well, you see, the problem with this show is you can't watch it while looking at your phone. You have to listen to what the people say because that tells you what's happening.
See, you at the moment, that's how sneery and condescending I imagine I sound during the previous hour. There's no nice way of saying you were too fucking thick to pick up the story that is expertly crafted into this game.
Well, look, we'll return to one example because it's the only one I know of from having not paid attention. The little jellyfish storyline that was adorable, that your jellyfish summons actually had a sister.
Yeah.
And you find the sister and unite them. That's
so they
adorable.
Can watch the moon together.
Yeah, like that was super cute. That was a really nicely thought out. That was
completely fucking missable.
Well, I missed it.
What the fuck you know about it then?
Well, I read up about it afterwards. It was only, I think it was whenever I was getting help through a walkthrough and being told that was how I got to a crate was by uniting those two jellyfish. And I was like, right, cool, there must be this sort of thing all over the game, presumably, that I don't know about.
Well, this is why you need to read the descriptions of your items and summons and ashes.
A few people may have pointed this out to me, including you.
Like, that is the main place to look if you're confused about something. Like, even weapon descriptions will give you a bit of backstory about the person who wielded them before you got the weapon.
Yes, I did see that, because I thought that might help me decide what armor to wear, for instance. It didn't.
Who showered the most? There's even such small touches. I always like the top of the Divine Towers.
Yes, I was up a few of them.
To activate your great runes.
Yep.
Yeah, one of those has the corpse of Rani.
Does it? Was she not down? Did you meet her corpse at another point and you put a ring on her finger?
No, that's her like other form. She based that form on her mentor. It's based on the marionette little toy.
Yes, the little doll. That's why she goes mini at one point.
Because her body has like the same red hair as the rest of the family. It's like the descendants all have red hair.
Even Melania, they're all red. Okay.
So like that's right out in the open. You looked at it. If you activated your great rune or...
And I did. I did, I promise.
Yeah. Or the other Divine Towers had the two fingers that she murdered.
I have two fingers. Explain the finger thing to me, please, for the love of Christ. Why was this game obsessed with fingers? It just sounded so smutty.
Well, they... Finger, butthole. Yeah, the two fingers were kind of... like they were gods to the gods that kind of give them instruction and direction.
So they were people?
No, they're entities.
But they're not actual fingers.
They're big fucking fingers. You seen them, Phil?
Big fuck off fingers. Okay, that's all right. I thought they might be.
But yeah, they're one aspect to it. I haven't got every one of them. When they're given a certain rank of godliness, they all inherit like a shadow. Blaith was Rani's shadow.
Okay, yes, with you there.
Yeah, and that also made them like a semi-sibling. There is a structure to it. I have been reading up on that, but I haven't just... Because You're being recorded. You don't want to say the wrong thing. People would mock you online.
God, imagine that. Yes, I can't imagine.
It would be horrible. It would crush me. My self-confidence is at the ground at the best of times.
For something that's been said on a podcast. Oh.
Imagine. Just things.
But it's there. The whole stuff is actually there to find, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you've got Redan, and that was one of my favourite bits of his, when you're reading about him, and he is the guy that has the power over the stars. He is a master of gravitational magic.
And he has a tiny horse.
Well, that's why he learned gravitational magic, because he loved his horse. He's a big animal lover, but because he grew so large, he could no longer ride his little wimpy steed, because it wouldn't grow to be big and strong. But he loved it. So he learned gravitational magic so he could keep his horse.
Well, that's
and you murdered him.
I did. Well, he deserved it, to be fair. He was a dick. Oh, by the way, gravitational magic, that's what I was looking for earlier with Big Purple thing. That's what I was talking about. Sake. Yeah, there you go.
What color is gravity? Purple.
Purple. Yeah. Right, that does explain the little tiny horse, at least.
I'm glad to clear up the little tiny horse for you.
Actually, so that's something I've been meaning to ask. Again, I never thought whenever the time, because I was so busy giving out about the ending. What ending did you go with? What did you get?
I went
did
you the do? Same with you. I went with Rani. It was the fucking smash the state ending that I liked. She wanted rid of the Golden Order. And the Golden Order seemed like a bunch of arseholes.
Was that Golden Face? That guy? You go on a quest for him. There's a guy with the Golden Mask. He wanders about and you do stuff for him.
I've played this game, Eddie. I don't know what the fuck you're on about half the time.
There's a guy, I definitely met him once or twice. He had a quest for me. And I didn't
what was his name?
Golden Mask, obviously. He was called Golden Mask. It might have been him that got you to go into the other worlds and kill some people as part of your quest. He had a Golden Mask. That's all I'm going to have to stop saying the phrase Golden Mask pretty soon. Because
I'm trying to think. There was the guy, Gold Mask.
Was he part of the Golden Order? That was my question. That was it.
No, I never fucking asked him.
Okay. See, all this lore stuff. No, I'm starting to think now it's not as good as you say. I mean, if you can wear a Golden Mask and not be in the Golden Order, who knows?
I imagine he is part of the Golden Order with his Gold Mask.
Is there anyone else in the game that you encountered that you'd like to give a shout out to in particular?
Well, I didn't murder anyone.
Okay, actually, little comment aside there, a little bit of snark aside. Tell me this, What the fuck did Bok actually do for you? Because I never figured it out. Did you upgrade armor with him or something?
You actually,
did you ever do that?
You could make your armor lighter, but the stats went down.
What's the point in that?
Well, it's great if you're a magic user. You can use better armor, but reduce the weight.
Okay, and that's good, is it?
The armor wouldn't be as good, but it's lighter, so you can actually equip it and it wouldn't hold you back.
So I've just realized I'm starting to get belligerent now because I'm genuinely so annoyed at this situation. Which
yeah, I missed out on Gold Mask altogether.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. Yep, you're seeing him now.
Part of Brother Corrin.
But yes, but Brother Corrin's quest line. Yes. Corrin Mitchell.
Yeah, I only met him once. I think I ran past too.
Yep, met him once or twice. Strange bloke. I didn't bother doing his quest for him for that reason.
I rushed through even the lava mansion. I fucking blitzed through that. I didn't do any of the quests there.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to go away and kill loads of people and come back to them. Yep, that was actually fun. I remember telling you.
I was exploring
that.
The area, ended up getting to like the Rickard fight.
Yes.
Just doing it, and then everything was closed off after I finished that.
It was, yes. I only knew that because of the walkthroughs.
And then the lady of the manor's there eating his fucking snaky corpse afterwards. And she's like, oh, I've no idea what he's on about there.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Lizard lady. Thank you.
And then Patches gives you something to hand her at one stage, and you make the journey back to her to give her this item. And what the fuck's this about?
Yeah.
Why would you give this to me? Like, fucking Patches got me again.
That's a proper Dark Souls little callback, is it?
Yeah, I'd say he pops up in, I think, nearly every game.
Right, I have one last question, and then actually I think we have some questions from people and some feedback, and then, my misery can end. I don't even want to ask this question, to be honest, but I've got to, because we listened to Amos's progress with great aplomb. And genuinely, it sounded just very, very easy for him / you So, and you know, you've told me with glee now about how you beat Melania in 3 goals.
Do you know what's worse? There is an episode of WTF DYW that'll be out on Monday, and I actually bagged Captain Jay Spalding to be my guest.
Oh, okay.
Friend of our show.
Yeah.
He did it first go.
Work. Oh, he didn't.
Straight up.
Oh, that's bullshit. I refuse to believe it. That's just, it's not, it's a minimum of 200 attempts, and I stand by that. Well, Christ. Look, that brings me to my question then, because, you know, you were just fucking, and especially those last updates that were, you know, were particularly long, where you listed all the people you'd beaten. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, only question, was there anything that gave you grief? Was there anything that took you half an hour to knock that guy out, an hour?
So the longest one that took me, and again, don't want to play up for anything, but the Elden Beast.
At the end, actually, the very end.
Yeah, took a while just for being fucking annoying.
Yeah, the distance, that distance thing.
Just constantly fucking running.
Yeah.
And then because you were constantly running, trying to close distance, you were getting hasty, you were getting bored. Mm. Is that just actually want to fight here? Whereas you were probably supposed to take your time and be a bit more tactical about it. But it was just, oh, that was a dreadfully shite fight.
And I think that's a par for the course with them, isn't it? I've seen criticism online. Yeah, their last bosses can be a bit cheap.
Yeah. The last one in Sekiro wasn't the hardest fight in it, but it took a lot longer than this did anyway.
Mm.
But there were four phases and you had to get good.
Mm.
With this, you just had to slaughter the Loch Ness Monster. It was more of a fucking hassle than a challenge.
Wasn't it? What about Voldemort's sister? Like, she was a pain in the arse. Did you get kill her quick enough?
Fucking, I think the second time, maybe.
Oh, for God's sake. That's just like...
The one that hung me up the first time was I didn't see the shining child that you had to kill.
Yes, the particular child. Yeah. You were just killing them.
So I was just killing them all, and then I say, oh no, just the glowy ones where the books come from, so they're easier to find that way.
There's no point in just arbitrarily killing children.
No, no.
Kill the special ones.
It's fun, obviously. But it gets you nowhere.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But yeah, without wishing to be boastful, probably is the easiest FromSoft game.
Ah, no, there's no need for that. That's excessive.
I'd say if you went back to play this a second time, you knew what build you had to do. I'd say even if you played some of their older games, if you knew what to focus on, you knew what to get, and you kind of knew where. Like, if you started that game again, like if I started and knew where the Winged Scythe was and went straight there, and you can make a beeline for it. If anybody's starting this and doing a faith character, just straight for that thing.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, you'd be able to do it a lot quicker.
Just a lot quicker than 240 hours.
Shave an hour off here or there. But yeah, it's experience now. You've gone through it. You've learned the curve. I'd say if you went back, started fresh, you'd fucking rinse it in no time.
And are you got a new game plus it then? Or are you just, I suppose, you've got too much on your plate at this stage?
Just at the minute, with it being end of the year, and the Grumpy Gamer podcast has invited me to be part of their Game of the Year show.
Oh, there we go.
So,
you are
a
Grumpy Gamer, so, yeah.
Trying to fucking play everything and doing second podcasts and having to edit them, because you may be hosting, but that's all you're fucking doing.
I'm doing the bare minimum here.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So, this has to be fucking spit and polished in time for Friday morning.
Well, that is all of my questions, you'll be pleased to know. You're welcome. I hope you've enjoyed this Parkinson's.
I do love that you sent me the questions. You didn't ask all of them, and you asked them out of order. I was really prepared for that. Thank you, Filthy. What a fantastic host.
It's a good interviewer, dolls. They want to get the truth of the matter, so they got to keep their guests on tenderhooks, you know? We have one or two last questions. We got no feedback, which was disappointing. Well, we did get feedback, I suppose. I was pleased with the general
That backtrack, you slimy bastard.
Because I'm not going to read any out because I don't have it to hand, because I don't prepare for things. But people were happy with subterfuge and surprise, and I was as well once I
on that subject, have to thank G-Town Steve for providing his voice to be Amos.
Yeah. That was pretty damn. So I still can't go back to that moment in my head. Really. But it was quite special, is the word I'm
using. It was over the moon, too.
Very
as
special.
I was at the end of the episode, I left in a recording of Dr. James Boomstick Farley.
Yes, that was another. They were both very enjoyable.
Yeah, James is from the TCGS podcast, which is one of the first ones I've ever listened to.
Uh-huh.
And if you're looking to blame anybody for me starting podcasting, You can lay the blame there.
Excellent. So it's good to have a source.
To get him involved in one of the projects was, I was over the moon. I was a happy little punk, which makes a fucking difference.
I like that we have two versions. It's a bit like people could maybe use it as their, like when actors go to auditions and they have to have a Shakespeare prepared and a modern prepared. Yes, I'd like to do my Amos Brearley now, please.
I like to think it's good to have a backup in case G-Town Steve ever takes me to court. And say, well, at least I've got the backup. I can switch around.
There we go. Sorted. Right, well then, look, a couple of questions. Let's see what we got here from our twits. From the twits. Johnny Kanehurst.
Is Twitter still on the go?
Just about, yes. We haven't left yet. I haven't. I'm too busy telling people I'm leaving to get around to leaving, obviously.
What a fun pastime.
It's great, isn't it? Right, first one comes from Johnny Kanehurst. And he would like to say, Dear Amos, I love the Spirit Ash system in Elden Ring. Who doesn't love taking a small army of idiot nobles into a boss to draw fire? I agree. How about you, though? Any favourites? Which enemy from previous Souls games would you most want as a summons if you could as well? So two questions.
Well, I've kind of blown my Mimic Tears horn quite a bit on this episode.
You have. Yeah.
Which I would do.
Certainly sounds that way.
Use the Stormhawk a few times. It was fun.
The Shitehawk. Yes, I remember the Shitehawks. They were
Shitehawk.
Yeah.
Mordor.
And what about previous Souls games? Is there anyone you'd summon?
If I was going to bring an enemy back, because I would love it. In Sekiro, there is a boss called Fuck Giraffe. I'm going to have to Google this.
Fuck Giraffe.
So in Sekiro, there was a boss called the Long Arm Centipede Giraffe.
Wow.
I will send you a picture. Would that help?
Yeah, because I'm having trouble picturing a long-armed centipede giraffe.
I'd imagine as a spirit ash, it probably wouldn't move too far or do much, but if you were stuck in front of it, you'd just get slaughtered. It'd be like a one-hit kill. High risk, high payoff.
Well,
yeah, if you check your phone there.
Oh, wow. It's more like a monkey. There's no giraffe in there. It's like a... That's just an abomination. That's just an actual abomination.
Well, that is a long-armed centipede giraffe.
No, it bloody isn't.
But the thing with it, it's as a boss, it's very weak.
It looks it.
Because you have to deflect a few hundred attacks, and then you kill it.
Okay.
But if you didn't deflect any of those attacks, you'd be fucking dead.
You'd be dead.
So I think that would make a brilliant spirit ash.
That would be a good ash, to be fair. So there we go. That is the answer, Johnny.
Weakness. Like Shinobi Firecracker. You ever needed a name for a band?
That does, or a cocktail. I wish you know, a firecracker, please. Add extra rum. Delicious. Next question comes from your pal and mine, Captain Chase Balding. There we go. How badly did you want to let the cat out of the bag, and how did you keep it a secret? And then one for me, how did I feel once the reveal dropped? Oh, wait, maybe that's for you. How did you feel once the reveal dropped? Don't know what you mean.
I'd say I'm gonna
let you answer that anyway. First off, so how did you do it? Seriously, because I talked a lot of shit.
Yeah, you did, and it was very hard not to point you out. I think it was the stamina.
Yeah. Okay.
And which included your armor load, and it was just things like that. Well, I can't disagree with them. That would be a bit of insider knowledge that I shouldn't have.
Even though you really, really, really wanted to, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
So, I mean, there was a lot of... I mean, you want to talk about... I mean, this must have been torture for you at the same time, a little bit.
Well, at least I had the Pure Dead Gaming Discord, because I let it slip in there, because I went to them for advice here and there, which saved Googling.
Fair enough.
And yes, sweet Fluffit Prince, thank you for your input.
Oh, right.
But yeah, it was a difficult one to keep, because... I'm normally one of those people who think brutal honesty is funnier than lies ever are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A deception on this scale.
Well, yeah, it's my first time as a liar. I think I did well.
Well, there we go. You did very well. Yes. How did I feel when the reveal dropped? Just genuinely stunned. I mean, I still am.
Oh, it didn't come across.
But I mean, I've told other people this story, people who, you know, don't follow gaming or understand, but I was still able to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just genuinely appalled. They're like, that was an absolute trolling. It was a punking. was like
a deadbeat pumpkin.
It was a deadbeat pumpkin. That's the next show for you, you deadbeat punk people. So yeah, just general disbelief. I'm very impressed, I do have to say.
Oh, well, thank you.
Incredible work there.
I was genuinely worried that you were upset afterwards. I was like, fuck, have I overstepped? Because I think we've mentioned before that we're friends outside the show. We have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
I've pulled some rotten fucking stunts on you in my time, but nothing on this scale.
Nothing that's this well documented.
No.
Bloody hell. Well, thank you, Captain J. Spaulding. There you go.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah. The last one is from your erstwhile voiceover artist, and they have just said, "Does it eat at you, Filthy, that I was aware of who Amos was after you recorded your gout episode of What the Fuck Do You Want? And it made the reveal oh so more glorious. If there was a video to go with that stunt reaction." Yeah, screw you, guy. Screw you, pal. Yeah, it's all fun and games, isn't it? Let's all laugh at the idiots.
Well, Squinny was on the other podcast to talk about gout and how he doesn't like having it.
Yeah.
Squinny got gout again recently.
Serves him right. It serves him right. I mean, that's what happens.
I did feel bad for him, but that was a real shit stirrer move. I don't have many friends, and I don't need him trying to sabotage this friendship. It's on shaky ground as it is.
Well, there you go. So there, it only eats at me a little bit. That's all I can tell you. Right. That is all the questions I got through at that notice, because unlike you, I'm not very good at communicating with the public, but I would like to thank people for their questions. And I hope that we answered them.
We answered them.
Yeah. Is that not the sort of thing you say?
And I hope we answered them to your satisfaction, maybe. I hope we answered them.
I deal with complaints a lot with my work. So that's the sort of thing you have to say to people.
When you go out of a shop, Lidl is bad for it. It has that smiley face system that you see in the airport.
Oh yeah, how did we do today?
Instead of that, I say, I hope we give you your change today. Yes, you did.
That's it. That's sort of what I do. If anybody wants to fire any further abuse at us, and while we will talk about this, but what we might do next, I'm doing your bit now. If anybody wants to get in touch about anything, really, at this stage, you can reach out to our Twitter at filthyring, or email us on filthyring@gmail.com. So yeah, get in touch while we decide. I mean, we think we're probably going to return to the format of me being shit at a game and you listening to me, even if we don't go with the conceit that you're not currently playing it.
You can't behind my do back. That every game you do, that just that gets very old.
Yeah.
Maybe pretend to have played one and then not have.
Do it the other way. Do it the other way around. Oh, I'd probably believe it, because you'd probably be maybe educated guesses at this stage.
Yes, the save system always give me bother.
Yep, that was it. I just can't believe how many Wampa Fruit that bandicoot can eat.
You think he'd get diabetes?
But yeah, we might return soon with more Ring Stings where I play games and Christopher hears me complain about
this. Is one thing, because the name of the show was a joke about an Elden Ring that stings. It was
a childish joke.
It was a bum joke.
It was.
So we're keeping that going forward. It's kind of set in stone now. I am over the moon about that.
But also, I do send you what could arguably be called stings.
You
so it just about stands up.
Ring me to leave stings, because you leave these messages because I never answer the phone to you.
Exactly. And the sting is a production term in the television and
thankfully
the movies and things. So we're going to keep that thin joke and take it for all it's worth. But yeah, we might return to that format soon. So you get in touch. We're thinking strongly on what I might play next.
We might. Come on the fuck. You've pretty much decided.
I think, yeah, it's going to be Yakuza, I reckon. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in early with your abuse at me or advice at me for that game, get it before the first episode's even out.
Yeah, to be clear, people, he seems to be leaning towards Yakuza like a dragon.
Like a dragon. I don't have a follow up for that.
And I have deemed it Like a Dragon's Ring Stings.
Like a Dragon's Ring Sting. There we go. It works.
Yeah, you are going to have to compose a new song.
That's going to be the new tune, isn't it? Can I be done for copyright if I used like a Rhinestone Cowboy?
Can we change the lyric content enough?
Like a Dragon.
How does Weird Al get away with it for this is, 60 years?
Yeah. We'll ask him or Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, he could come on to the show.
I think he would. I think we need to get the invite.
That's who I've been the whole time.
He releases the mask.
So yes, folks, if you've anything to say about Yakuza Like a Dragon, it's on Game Pass still, I think.
I hope so, because I'm not paying for it.
Well,
so,
I've got it on disc, if not, so I can send it up to you if it gets removed.
Fair enough.
But I think it's on Xbox Game Pass. It's on one of the tiers of PlayStation Plus's new service. So it's quite readily available. If you haven't started it, I can't even advise people.
Why not play along?
You should start with Yakuza 0, but Filthy's not doing that.
No, why would I? Why would I? That would make no sense. We can have a play along. Why not? You can tell me. You guys can be the real life Amoses, mm-hmm. and tell me how much better you are at the game than me, and I'll just not believe in your existence. So,
we'll probably do another pilot.
Yep.
So it will be season 2, episode 0. Ooh,
exciting. A fresh start at last.
So yeah, we've no time frame for that.
Nope.
See how we get on.
See how we do. But yeah, we should be back. If the damn commissioners give us a second series, am I right? I'm not public.
Well, it's bad enough. I thought the last episode was a great series finale. I don't think this one's quite as strong.
No.
And I also wrapped it up. You've made me look like a liar, Filthy.
I know. That's true. I guess I just don't make as good a host for a start. Say you're only as good as your host.
I thought you would jump on the chance of me looking like a liar, but sure, whatever.
It hasn't worked.
Because I fucking was one.
I know, but you are. you're branded now forever.
Yeah, see? That's me fucked. Honest for 30 odd years.
And now there mightn't be a second series. This mightn't even air for all I know. This might just be me talking.
His own sick pleasure.
We just don't know. But yes, if this does broadcast, get in touch. Again, that's at FilthyRing on Twitter or FilthyRing@gmail.com. All links are in episode show notes or visit shows.acast.com/PERS. It's better when you do it.
P-E-R-S. Pairs.
Excellent. There we go. Love it. Links and various hosting services available there. So, yeah. Anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
For the longest time, I have been writing shows.acast.com/PERS in capital letters, and that doesn't work for some reason.
So small text.
Yeah, but the horrible thing is, if anybody's clicked on that, it's saved on their addresses.
So they'll never get it.
They'll never get it. I fucking sabotaged this show to make my own look better.
From the off. Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's such more a lies. Horrible bastard.
More lies. More smoke and mirrors. Disgusting.
But no, I'd be quite interested in what everybody thinks about Yakuza Like a Dragon, the turn-based one going forward, and why we're wrong for picking this one, and why we should have started with another one, and why it shouldn't be Zero, why it should be Kiwami, or why it shouldn't be Kiwami, and why it should be Zero, or sounds maybe we good. Should play Judgment. Yeah, it's a fucking minefield you've walked onto, Filthy. Brace yourself.
Well, if there's anything I can take, it's constructive feedback. That much we've learned. Oh, dear.
You're the fucking host. You wrap it up.
Right. Well, then, with that, on that bombshell, until our paths cross again, we live, we learn.
God help us all. A bit better.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I like that.
We live, we learn.
God help us all. There you go.
God help us.
Sure, God help us now. And him only dead. Desperate altogether.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.